Welcome to the Unfiltered Path podcast, where we explore life's journeys without the constraints of filters. In a world saturated with highlight reels, we dive deep into the true essence of individual experiences, offering listeners an uncensored glimpse into the triumphs, struggles, and transformative moments that define us. Our mission is to provide hope, inspire resilience, and remind you that every path, no matter how windy or rocky, can lead to growth and enlightenment. Join us as we navigate the uncharted territories of truth, and to be moved, be inspired, and discover that you're not alone on this unfiltered journey of life. Hello, everybody. My name is Graham Duval, owner of Valued Productions. We're a video marketing agency. And I am joined by my wonderful co-host here this morning.
Hey, everyone. I am Trinity Baker. I am your mindset expert, helping people hack the power of their mindsets to create the life that they truly love and deserve to live. And I am so excited to be joined here with our other co-host.
Hi, my name is Danielle. I am an aerialist. I'm the owner of Aerial Jade. I am also a teacher, a performer, and an overall artist. Welcome to our podcast.
Yeah. The Unfiltered Path podcast, and this is a super exciting episode today where we are capping off season one of our podcast. It's been an awesome journey thus far, and super excited to kind of reflect back a little bit on the past 9 episodes, and we're hoping that you have enjoyed this journey with us. I'm curious to know what your all thoughts are.
Yeah. And we technically released. So it's kind of like a big episode. So we're out there. Before, we were kind of just huddled up working. And so now to kind of have feedback, or, you know, I know some people haven't listened yet, but I know they want to, right? Because they've messaged or, you know, interacted with a post before. So I'm really excited to kind of just be doing what our plan is.
We took like this short little intermission break just with the holidays and some conflict schedule issues, but I think it was good. I think it like personally gave me time to reflect on a lot of stuff. One of them being that I love seeing you guys every single week. Like we really created this as a space for us to continue to reconnect and give our and give hope and that inspiration out there to everyone listening, regardless of what path you're on, right? Because every single one of our paths are so rocky and windy and twisty and turny. And listen, as a life coach, I'll tell you, every single person's is exactly that, just in like way different ways. But I think it's so amazing. One reflection I have is this. I think it is so amazing between the three of us and all of the guests that we've brought in, we connect in ways that show that your path, the windy, the rocky, the twisty, the turny, all makes you who you are, and you bring so much to the table because of all of these challenges. We have to go through them. And I love seeing the dots connect, like literally the dots connect every single episode between us, including our guests, because of our experiences.
Most definitely. I think that's such a cool, valuable insight. Like along what you said, Danielle, how we meet every week. Like, I love that because, like, you know, we're always growing together. We lean on each other. We've got this like power triangle. And to give something to our listeners, a glimpse on the inside of the way we do this and go about doing things, it gives hopefully everybody a chance to have a similar feeling and provides that hope that, like, hey, we're doing this. Like, you know, join us. Like, be part of that thing that why we love meeting every week and leaning on that thing and like be part of this. Like, I just think it's such a cool, very cool thing.
I think you brought up a great point to highlight that we are in each other's lives outside of this podcast. This podcast is a glimpse into the power team that we already have been for about a year plus. We're allowing you guys into our world to grow as a unit and to help other people grow with us, because we're quite successful in our fields. We're in transparency at the cusp. We're just there. We've put in years and years of that legwork together in terms of business, and we all have to respectfully go through that process. So we're on the outside of that. And so we're really just pushing ourselves by meeting probably at the most awkward time of the week, which is really ironic. And we do it anyways, and we love it. And it's totally worth it. Our hair, my hair is still wet. So we're making it work, you know, this is just what it is. And so it's more of a glimpse into the relationship we already have with each other and how we already know that we'll grow and we can help other people grow. Like if you find your own power team, like, yeah, it's like that. Have that friendship that you meet once a month and you know that you're getting that accountability, you know, or that growth. We've been doing podcasts and I'm still on the phone with Trinity doing something within the community.
Exactly.
So,
or they can join our power team by coming and listening to the podcast every week.
or yes,
exactly. Or being a guest, most definitely.
I think that that's a great point to bring up is we would love to hear from our listeners. We are here for you. We do this every single week and all of this amazingness for you. We want to bring you hope and inspiration and answer your questions and talk about your challenges. This is a great place for you to submit questions to us, submit topics to us. Is there stuff you want to hear talked about between three entrepreneurs who go up and down these twisty, windy roads together and support each other? Like, send us questions, email, message. I don't care how you get it to one of us, to all of us, our pages. Anyway, we'll take questions and topics and stuff. And guests, yeah. Listen, we love having guests on our podcast.
I think we should run a promo. I think we need to figure out a way to communicate with the followers we do have and supporters that we have and get the guests they want to see. I think that would be fun to kind of interact and have like one guest in season two that somebody else has picked for us to interview. That would be
That's cool.
Take 1 minute each, about 60 seconds, and we're kind of boot camped on that, right? And talk a little bit more about our individual professions so we can kind of share a little bit more about ourselves, but what kind of questions could we really answer with, you know, an expert point of view?
Yeah, I think that's
love that. Good
idea. Yeah.
Smell too. Like I
have
personal stories. Like I want people to know Danielle is an amazing mom of two spectacular kiddos. Like, I want people to know that Graham probably spends 99.3% of his days behind the video camera making magic happen. And we've seen it happen and it's magic. And so, like, I think we should talk more candid about that stuff. Yeah. Because we want you to know that we're real people. We are real people in the real world doing the real stuff.
Yeah. I'd like to start real quick. It may not be 60 seconds, but I got a quick little story that's kind of along that note. So I'm working on a presentation for a live event I'll be doing online towards the end of January, beginning of February, and was talking with someone, and in a presentation like this, it's about talking about transformation. And, you know, I come from a background where I think I might have mentioned it on here before, where I was in some dark places and have since overcome that and like gone back to school and become a successful business entrepreneur. And it was suggested to me that I lean into that and put that in my presentation as a transformation, because the passion that I put into life and gratitude every day, because I'm not supposed to be here. Like, there, I was in a place where not many people make it out, and I made it out. And to lean into that, and the gratitude and passion that I put into life is the same gratitude and passion that I put into my projects, to my clients. And that's kind of what I wanted to convey, is that, you know, as a video professional, we help our clients get that message out there. But that passion that I have for life and gratitude is what I will be putting into helping them. So you can rest assured that we will get you those results that you're looking for.
I love that so much. Like, and talk about, I think we should connect the dots here, is that, like, I think that that is a huge required characteristic of a true entrepreneur, because every single one of us here takes that past trauma and those struggles and the fact that probably none of us should be here, and especially at this success level, right? And brings it into the work that we do with the people.
Most definitely.
It's called alchemy.
But like, single person that we work with.
Honestly, Graham, it's probably one of my favorite things about you. There's a relatability that you offer just in such a natural state, being your friend, knowing that, you know, when someone's choosing to be happy, there's something so beautiful in seeing people choosing to do something. Some people just are, and God bless them, and they're raising, and what they and they're beautiful humans too. I know that they're wonderful to have around, but every once in a while you have a gem like Graham that has a more complex story. And so seeing you kind of toggle through the choice. Oh, you're also a stepfather. So I mean, there's a lot about you that's just a beautiful thing. So I'm glad, and it comes from the pain.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you shared that.
Yeah, totally.
So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And like I hope that that relates to some listeners to know that, you know, if you're in that position where it's like, is it possible to get out, that hopefully that this podcast can shed some light on the fact that it most definitely is. And I can't necessarily speak for all of you, but I think I can in saying that if there's ever an ear that any of our listeners want, we're all here for that.
I sort of post that. Go shout out to the people that make living clean look cool. Not that we're perfect. There are things, you know, that there's a way out, and it is equally as fun and fulfilling.
100%.
After that first year of transition, it takes about a year, in my opinion.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely.
We even talked once, one of our episodes, about how you have to cut off friends and certain groups of people. We really dove into those personality traits and what to look out for. You know, keep those kind of things in mind, that that's part of that year process. But look, Graham is literally working for $1 million millionaires, a video strategy, and it's been extremely successful. And it's just really, really cool to see how grand your life is when, like you said, you're not even supposed to be here. So
yeah, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. Life is good.
That's the thing, though, is like the more you put in effort wise in the mud, in the muck, when you're not supposed to come out of it, like when it feels like you're literally not supposed to come out of it. The more you put into learning, grow, and become who you're truly meant to be even more of during that time, like that's when the grand crap happens. That's when you're living that life, because you can't get that without the hard work.
100%.
The hurt, the heartbreak, the trauma, that, I mean, all of that stuff. So like, you know, I teach a lot of my clients, it's like, there's a point transition. And I'm currently creating a program, and it's so cool to see. There's a point of like 2 to 3 week transition in coaching where you start to look at challenges as kind of like excited, because you're growing through each one. Like we have a coaching call every week where I talk about those challenges. What happened in the past 7 days? How do we move through them? And I don't think a lot of people see challenges like that. If you start to realize that, you'll realize that the only person that doesn't have challenges is when you're dead. And every single one of us wants to be here. So let's embrace these challenges.
That's what I love my art form. Everybody sucks. For like, I don't even care. You can come from a gymnastics background and I can still teach you stuff you're not going to be able to do. I know you can't. Anyways, what I mean is that it's such a beautiful art form, because I know around 3-4 weeks, they feel like they're failing. They can barely. And I know what's around the second month corner. And I know what's around the 6 month corner. And all of a sudden people are in leotards and walking with their shoulders and climbing in front of people and showing off their. I have a woman. I was 47 years old and has never taken a dance class of gymnastic, nothing in her entire existence, and has worked at a dentist office loyally for like over a decade. She's been with me for about a year and a half. And this girl is my right hand. She performs with me. She travels with me. She's so relatable. And the fact that like, it's just nothing she saw for herself, except she goes, I always would pay extra attention to like circus like things. So she would watch like those videos, or she was just always kind of aware with that like stuff without knowing why. And here I am. And this girl is a full on aerialist. Like I give her permission to call herself that. And it's just beautiful, because it really is about sucking most of the time and being totally okay with it. And just like, one fail, that's you're almost there, you're almost there, you're almost there.
Yeah.
I even on my business page share stuff of me doing a meat hook recently because I've gained a lot of weight. So I have to like relearn a lot of stuff I didn't know before to evolve with the avatar I have now, which I like. It's on purpose. And I've been sharing my journey. Like my friend had to come and lift my butt up. Like she had to help me. But by the end of the night, I had like, it was all right. It was like an 80% meat hook. So, you know, like it's just about, and look at me, I'm smiling. I had so much fun failing. On media for everybody else to see me try. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
100%. I think that's such an important aspect in life. And like, yeah, like I love seeing where that evolves from. You know, people get to express themselves with your art form. You know, I think that's such a cool thing. As a musician myself, like I always like to see that, because same thing, you know, I started playing drums and I wasn't good when I first started, you know what I mean? And like you practice and you get through those things, yeah. And it's like, okay, same thing with like what you're doing. And then you get this expression. It's like, okay, it's tough, but it's athletic and I can express myself in a form. And I think that's really, really cool. And then like you, Trinity, being able to help these people, like you're almost like it keeping with the music analogies where like you'd be the drum teacher, you know what I mean? Like helping teach the drums and getting
through.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So it's just a cool dynamic.
You know, I'm going to say it's true because, like, we know that you come from pain, and I'm going to give you a chance to discuss that. But what I love about Trinity is to be an artist or an athlete or even an entrepreneur, we have to go through a life cycle, like, all the time. So it's like we just begin. We're a brand new person. It sucks. It's in the in-between area. And then we're all the outside of it completed. Every single project we take on, we have to go through 100%. Life and death over, over.
That's a great analogy.
That, I mean, I'm mind blown right now. I teach this shit and I'm mind blown right now. Like,
yeah.
I think that's the most craziest part is like, if I a year ago had to project, like, how quickly can I have a client? How quickly can I bring a client to progress? I would have never guessed how quickly it is because I literally, the first one or two coaching sessions, we word vomit. Everything and emotionally vomit and just like get it all out there, and I give you tools to where the hurt is the most right now. Week three is where that life just turns, like the whole new chapter starts. They talk about like life chapter, same scenario that you were just talking about, Danielle. I love the way you put that way more, but it's like they come out of this cocoon. It's like when they first start coaching, we take the caterpillar and we put it in the cocoon. And by week three, they are like sprouting their colors and their wings. It's just the most beautiful thing. And that is within every single one of us. Mm-hmm. Every single one of us. And then there's different levels. So like a coaching client goes through 3 months, doing amazing. There's next level single one of us. Right? Like, Graham,
ceiling.
A meeting where you were like celebrating, hey, my business hit six figures for the first time.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's
nice. Sounds great.
Like, I know there'll be a point where your business does six figure transactions.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So, I am well in my way.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the way to six figure months. That's the goal for sure.
I
love with that.
The transition, we're not supposed to stay the same. Like literally day by day by day, we're not supposed to stay the same. How many challenges do you have in one day?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm a ball. Don't even start.
Like there Tuesday morning last week, it was 4:30 in the morning and I'm already crying. You're like
what qualifies on the list here we speak of?
Yeah. Like lessons started at 4:30 in the morning. So we're supposed to evolve day after day.
Hey. I have friends that get that. Can I just point that out? Like, I like to be around people that are okay with that. Because we all need help when we all go through major changes, right? Like, you went through a major change, Trinity. I was there for you. I was like, oh, I got your back. you know, because like it's knowing that those are going to happen and being that support system for someone is kind of like it is its own mindset, because I don't think people naturally, especially in Maine, which is part of its beauty, but they don't see change as every day as we do. And I think that's part of the, you know, like a collective stagnancy.
Here's the thing is like, then people start to judge you for that. You see how many memes there are on Facebook? Yeah.
So over-judgy wedgies out of beer. I can't even stand it. And like, you know what it is? It busy people or accomplished people don't insult other busy accomplished people. Exactly. That's what I can tell you.
It's funny you're mentioning that, because I literally just got a comment on one of my ads this morning that said on the comment, "You're not made for camera." And I was like, yes, and I love it. And I whenever I see that stuff, I laugh, because then I comment.
Jesus, it's one of the most celebrated faces on this earth. You're fine.
Yo, I know. I'm fine with it. But the fact that someone takes the time to do that, you know, and then I comment back, it's like, oh, thank you. What makes you think that? You know what I mean? Because I want them to comment more. And then I ask more questions, and then they don't even know that they're pushing my video even more. And it's just all like, right. It makes me laugh so much when other people have to find the need to judge or all this stuff. It's just like, dude, but I try to love them and, you know, where they are, because, you know, I've changed. I've come from a place where I didn't think it was even possible to change, and I've changed. So, like, holding space for that is so important. But, like, I don't have to, you know, like every single person at every single time, but I will definitely convey love into the world, into the fact that it is possible to change.
If it's not hurting someone else or themselves, right? Because, right. Like, judgy-wudgy, I don't want to assume, sure. You know, people 100%. Are intimidated by success. People are especially intimidated by it when we're literally from the small same town as them, and I'm living a very extravagant existence. Someone's like, what do you do for fun if you don't drink and you don't XYZ? I'm like, my life is literally fun. Like, exactly. My Mondays are amazing. Like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not living the same life as...
People are scared by change. And when there's, I mean, it's the only constant in life is change, you know? And so when that presents itself in any sort of manifestation, like we said, it's a daily thing. Or, you know, it's the a big life thing or whatever form, if they're not able to recognize that, you know, people fear, and then they lean into that fear, and, you know, you attract where you are, whether that's in the good or the bad, you know, so.
Quality of life is significantly different when you accept change and
totally
embrace it. Like, mm-hmm. Even just say, when you start embracing change, you start welcoming the types of change that change you, like that literally bring you closer to where you want to be, whether it be financially or health wise or career wise, whatever it is. When you start to embrace that change, that's when you, whatever you believe in, I don't care what higher power you believe in, there's an energy. When you start accepting the change, you start actually accepting what the changes bring it, which is growth. Like, every single one of us is here to grow. There is a reason why our bodies grow from the second we are this embryo to the minute that we die. We're constantly growing physically. So why wouldn't we be set up for internal growth, emotional growth?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we have to continue changing and growing in all aspects of life.
Most agreed.
Yeah. So I have these questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. If you could send a 10-word text message to every person's mobile device, what would it say? Oh, man. Birds are funny.
10 words.
That's what I would say. With the air blowing emoji.
What would you say? Say it again.
Birds are funny.
killing me. You're killing me.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I think my message to the masses is this. And I think this is 11 words, but I'm really not good at counting either. So
that's okay. You'll be all right.
You deserve to live your best life. Make it happen. Like, that's the bottom line. We're all here living the same life. Like,
yeah. I dig it. So without giving it too much thought, first thing that comes to mind is dance to the rhythm of your soul. That's what I would send people.
Which is seriously questionable for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love... We literally just captured our entire identities in our statements.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I would totally make people laugh. If I have an opportunity to speak to everybody in one text, I'm making them laugh. Like, I have no other desire. I don't know if I, maybe I could come up with a funnier line.
I'm thinking at 10 o'clock on a Monday morning, if I got that text, I would probably spit my coffee.
Yeah.
But they're funny, like a little emoji.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Which emoji? The little...
The air symbol, like the...
Oh, okay.
So you have the little arrow and then...
Yeah. I was thinking that'd be the poop one. The poop one with a little...
If I could send a GIF, that'd be even better.
Oh, my goodness. Love that. I love that. It's so amazing to be sitting here reflecting on this, guys. I love you. This opportunity has been so amazing. I know that I have a lot of family and friends who have been looking forward to these episodes. We just released our first one, but we have literally since October. Mm-hmm. So, like, it feels like this is brand new to you, but to us, we've been at this for a couple of months now, and I think that this is huge. This is a huge, huge thing that we're heading on to season two, and like, I really want to give our listeners what they want now.
Yes.
Here's what I think. I think that season one was like an introduction to us, our energy, what we want to bring you, some of the potential guests that we have epic guests. I'm just saying, I'm going to toot our own horn that we have some really amazing connections. So who do you want? Do you want more health information? Do you want more loving your life information? Do you want more business information? Like, we are wealth of knowledge here. And we then have connections to other wealths of knowledge.
Exactly.
And I have funny friends. So I want to get a couple comedians, or at least one. Okay. I want to hold a slot for a comedian. I'm even part of like a VIP main comedian site on Facebook.
Nice.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly, but to me it is.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, because comedians are kind of assholes, and they've been through a lot. There's this, like, I feel so at home. Like, we can kind of take one look at each other, and we hear each other's, like, open mics and stuff, and there's just this, like, nod that Trinity's doing, like, okay. Your pain sees my pain, your funny sees my funny, your mission to make people laugh now. I see that, too. And so there's this, like, really wonderful collection of like-minded people. It's cool. Community to be a part of.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cat Williams and his recent podcast.
It's like this syncrasy. And if you like look at all of our businesses too, Danielle, like both of yours, you know, both the comedian and the aerialist.
And the art.
And Graham and his videoing and me and my coaching and
And you're a nurse and a mom.
Yeah. I think like if you look at every
business leader. Just in case they were wondering.
No, my bios on my social media, like, they're not big enough. I'm just saying. We need to increase the characters available in our bios. But that's just...
Or you just got to figure out another way to combine it and say it in a nice, concise, tension-grabbing way.
Yes, I just need you to have GPT to create something.
Exactly.
I told you I use ChatGPT, whatever, to flirt, and it told me I was being too inappropriate.
That's funny. I could totally see that. Danielle,
so there's probably going to be a premium they have to pay for like the adult version of ChatGPT, because it was funny. I don't think it was that inappropriate, guys. I just think I'm hilarious. And I was like, let me give this a try. And it was like, no.
I love that you put that in the ChatGPT. Like, that's just totally your personality. I chat for flirting. Like,
GPT thing though. Let me find out.
Oh my God, I love that so much.
Good stuff. Well, this has definitely been an absolute awesome episode, reflecting back on the past 9 episodes of season 1.
Yes.
and gearing up to start in on season two. We've got some awesome guests lined up. We want to hear more from you all listening. Like, what do you want? What type of guest? Do you want to be a guest? You know, we'd love to hear some feedback. Find us on all the social pages, Unfiltered Path Podcast. We're out there. Go listen to wherever you listen to podcasts. We're there. And I want to thank you for joining us today on this reflective episode. My name is Graham Duval, owner of Valued Productions. You can find me on valudproductions.com or all the social medias at valuedproductions.com. I'm joined with wonderful co-host here today.
Thank you all so much for listening to this amazing podcast. You are you're part of a dream come true for all three of us. So thank you for listening to the reflective episode today. We are excited to start off season two. And I am Trinity Baker. I am your mindset coach, life coach, and mindset hacker. You can find me at thetrinitybaker.com and on all of your major social media platforms at the Trinity Baker. And you're joined here with the co-host.
Hi, my name is Danielle Hirsch. I'm an aerialist. I'm a teacher. I'm an artist. I'm all kinds of things. You can find me on arieljade.com and all platforms, either Ariel Jade or Ariel Jade Art. More importantly, let's show our Unfiltered Podcast sites some love. Our Instagram is holding strong at 6 followers. So if we could go ahead and adjust that, that would be great.
Heck yeah. Go follow the Unfiltered Path Podcast on all social platforms.
Let's ask it to know you, right?
Yes, like, exactly.
You know, people listening, we would like to create a community and, you know, dive into our peers as well as ourselves.
100%. Awesome. Thank you for listening and stay tuned next week for episode 1, season 2.